This small factory, 100 miles north of Dallas, is named Nakona after the city it was born in. It's made top-quality leather baseball gloves for 86 years and prides itself as the last remaining glove maker in the country. The coronavirus, however, is a game-changer. And Nakona's executive vice president, Rob Story, didn't want to forfeit that game. So the plant became a switch hitter, so to speak. Story says its expert leather cutters, stitchers, and lacers applied those same skills to making masks.
In talking to the local hospital administrator and some of the nursing home administrators, they have somewhat small or limited supplies of the high-performing mask, and we see ourselves more as supplemental. We're helping the people that may be like visitors to the hospital or auxiliary people that aren't dealing directly with the patients.
While she would rather be making gloves, employee Connie Broussard welcomed the new assignment.
When they said that they were going to shift to sewing masks, I was very happy about that because I know how needed they are right now. From what I see on the news, most places are running out of them. They're having to reuse them, which is not good. And anything we can do to help the situation, that's what we want to do.
But how to do it? Nakona's sewing machines, with powerful motors and thick needles, are engineered for leather. Masks are made of lighter layered cotton and thinner thread. That's why Broussard brought her own machine from home. The other machines here have been rejiggered by Jim Hancock, Nakona's resident Mr. Fix-It. He's become the invaluable utility player.
Smaller needles, then you got to set your time and set your hook distance. I mean, your needle bar up and down right. It's a lot easier than I thought it was going to be.
In addition, Nakona took its rookie acquisition, a large Italian digital pattern cutter, and reassigned it. Instead of cutting kangaroo and cow hides for ball gloves, it now rapidly precision cuts dozens of printed cotton masks. Story says the factory will keep doing whatever it takes to stay alive.
Not trying to hit a home run, so to speak, on these things. It's let's help out, keep our people employed.
With many Texas businesses now allowed to restart, Story says Nakona will make masks and baseball gloves. The first run of masks sold out immediately online, and Story has now tripled production. I'm Bill Zeeble in Nakona, Texas.